Hi guys, what's up? It's Brittany and welcome to One Hot Mess. Hi everyone. So yeah, today we're going to be talking about rejection. I'm going to give you some tips on how to deal with rejection. As a matter of fact, rejection is a fact of life. And no matter how successful, everyone will face this painful reality at some point. And while nothing can take away the sting of someone brushing you and all of your qualities off, it doesn't have to knock you for a loop. In fact, there's little difference between the physical pain of injury and the emotional ache of rejection. And there was proof on an AMRI, you know what I mean. Anyway, learning how to deal with rejection in a healthy way is a valuable life skill that you can use in all facets of your life, personal, professional, and romantic. So being turned down by a friend, hiring manager, or potential partner, it's painful. It's called rejection trauma for a reason. The agony you feel is genuine. Whether you're experiencing hurt caused by rejection or cutting your finger, the same area of your brain activates when you're processing this information. And beyond the physical sensation, rejection also strikes at our need for acceptance and belonging. You know, we humans, we are social creatures, and our desire to connect developed through evolution, beginning when humans lived together as hunter-gatherer groups, individuals who easily integrated into the tribe were more likely to survive and reproduce. Those that couldn't forge close bonds with others were more likely to be abandoned or viewed as an outcast. And over time, the need to be included became hardwired into the human brain. When rejection happens, conditions don't mesh with your evolutionary need, causing anxiety and self-doubt. You're not emotional or weak if you experience these feelings. By the way, your emotional reaction is personal disappointment, and it isn't under your control, but how you respond to the situation creating these feelings is. Now, there are 5 stages of rejection, and before you can accept your feelings, it helps to understand rejection. And from an emotional standpoint, coming to terms with rejection is a process, much like grieving a loss. And as you process your feelings, you'll move from one phase to the next until you're eventually past the thoughts and feelings of anger, disappointment, and self-doubt you're experiencing to move beyond the situation and find peace. The amount of time that you spend on each phase of rejection depends on you and the situation. Some may pass quickly, others less. It's important to just be patient with yourself. There's no optimal rate for getting over rejection. But here are the 5 phases. Number 1, denial. Your first reaction to discovering someone is turning you down will be disbelief. There must be some mistake, you know. You deserve this person's regard and respect, so you might feel something's just off. Number 2, anger. That's denial. And once you realize that your rejection is not a misunderstanding, you will move on to feeling angry. Once you realize the person spurning you isn't recognizing the error of their ways, you might be mad. And at this point, it might be tempting to go off on the person rejecting you. Don't do it, is my advice. Ultimately, venting your negative emotions at them will only cause more hurt for yourself, you know, so take a deep breath and work to calm yourself down. this is a situation where you need to let cooler heads prevail and try to manage your anger. Phase three is bargaining. You'll get to that point when you begin to think that the person who disappointed you did so because of a faulty assumption or a lack of information. You'll think that if you could just talk to them, you'll win them over. And this phase can easily devolve into something frightening for the other person if you let it. You need to give the person who turned you down space. They don't owe you an explanation for their rejection, but for the sake of your future relationship, should you both choose to have one, you just need to accept their decision with grace. Number four, depression. Rejection comes with a tangled knot of emotion, and on top of feeling angry and disappointed, you're sad, embarrassed, confused, hurt, or all of the above. Your self-confidence has taken a hit, and you may be questioning your worth. All of these feelings are a valid response to rejection that might lead to feelings of depression. So now is when you need to pull out all the stops in your self-care routine. Burn candles, take a bubble bath, surround yourself with friends, whatever gives you a sense of comfort. And once you feel comforted, begin examining your feelings to identify which emotions are driving your depression and then make a plan to address them. It could be as simple as reminding yourself why you are a wonderful human being and of all the people who love and value you. Number five, phase five is acceptance. Now that your emotions have rebounded and you're feeling more like your old confident self, it is time to take a critical look at the situation. Maybe the rejection stemmed from the fact you weren't a good fit or other factors beyond your control. You may spot a mistake you made and know it's a learning opportunity, you know, and it's also possible that you will never fully understand the whys and hows of the situation, and that is okay. Regardless, you have learned and grown from the experience. You now understand the process, and the next time you face rejection, you'll be better able to recognize what you're feeling. Okay, so how do you deal with rejection? When you're in the throes of it, it can be easy to declare, I can't handle rejection, and do everything you can to avoid it. But if you don't experience rejection, you're playing it safe and you're not taking risk, right? So pursuing the career of your dreams can mean going from interview to interview and not landing the job. Finding your life partner can mean months of loneliness or time spent healing before you can find the one. Yes, it is discouraging, but you have a choice. You can either choose to remain where you are, safe yet unfulfilled, or recognize that rejection is part of the process of creating a life you want to live. And making that choice to open yourself up to disappointment isn't easy, but learning what to do after getting rejected will help you build a resilient mindset and keep moving forward. Who knows, next time it could be you turning down a job offer or cutting out a toxic person. So you need to, one, recognize that rejection is a part of life. You know, some things are not meant to be. And rejection can lead to positive change. It just means pushing your limits, taking risks, leaving that comfort zone behind. Two, accept what happened. Because the worst way to cope with rejection is to deny it. And the longer you delude yourself by claiming it doesn't matter, the harder it will be to overcome the pain and disappointment. Yes, you've been let down. Acknowledge it and all the other feelings that come with the pain of rejection. Three, process your emotions. Work towards understanding and managing your feelings. Yes, rejection hurts, but that doesn't give you the right to hurt others. Four, treat yourself with compassion. You need time to look after your well-being and return to an even emotional person, okay? Don't beat yourself up or overthink the situation. Be compassionate and know that you'll learn something new when you're ready. 5, stay healthy. You know, keep an eye on your health, both physical and mental. It's so easy to become so wrapped up in disappointment that you let things slip. So you focus on the present, not dwelling on the past. And 6, don't allow rejection to define you. So yeah, your first reaction might be to wonder what's wrong with you. Remember, you could be the sweetest peach on the tree, but there will be people who don't like peaches, okay? So keep being your authentic self, and you will attract those who appreciate everything you bring to the table. And 7, grow from the experience. Try to look at the situation objectively. Is there something you can learn from this? Okay, were there red flags you missed along the way in the relationship that didn't work out? Use that information as a building block towards preparing yourself for the next time you decide to put yourself out there. So yes, the pain of rejection is a real emotional bruise, and it can undermine your confidence and your self-worth. If you're finding it hard to bounce back, you just might need a little time to build your sense of self-love and esteem. And confidence and a healthy sense of self doesn't mean you'll never again feel the sting of rejection. That's just impossible, okay? But when the inevitable happens, you'll be able to accept and process the emotions that the experience generates, understand where they came from, and recognize that no matter the initial discomfort, you will be all right. You'll be okay, right? Yes, yes, you will. Remember that, guys. Alrighty then. So since we've been talking about rejection, I figured why not go over 4 tips to respond to a job rejection email. Yes. Alrighty then. So sorry. And why should you respond to a rejection email? Well, a rejection email doesn't mean you're a terrible candidate. You may have left a good impression, but another candidate had more experience with a specific skill. So sending a positive, thoughtful response to your rejection continues that good first impression, and it keeps doors open for you. It shows you're capable of remaining professional while overcoming discomfort and disappointment. So if future positions open up, or their current hire doesn't work out, chances are greater that this hiring manager will think of you. But anyway, here's some tips for responding to that rejection email. Always say thank you. You know, it takes a lot of work to plan interviews, and the manager read through your resume, maybe examined a portfolio, likely thought of questions to get to know you, and worked to make you feel comfortable during the process, to return the courtesy and show your gratitude. It's an excellent opportunity to compliment them and finish the process on a high note. So a few examples are, I really appreciate you working around my schedule for the interviews. I appreciate the thoughtful answers you gave me about the company. I enjoyed meeting you and hope we can work together someday. Mm-hmm. And show your interest in the company. Remind them why you're interested and that you would like to be considered for future roles. And you'll increase the chances that they'll contact you about future roles if they know you really want to work there. Important one, ask for feedback. Criticism can be challenging to hear, especially after a job rejection, but you can only fix a problem if you know it exists. So ask for honest feedback about your interview performance and the skills and experiences you'd need to become the right candidate. And leave contact information. You know, leave several contact methods in your email signature, such as a phone number or whatever it may be, just in case they want to contact you in the future. Okay, so hiring managers, they're busy. So keep your message short and sweet. You know, something like these structures, a professional salutation, a sentence thanking them for the opportunity to interview, a few sentences letting them know that you'd like to be considered for future positions, a few sentences demonstrating your disappointment and asking for feedback, a formal closing. And actually, here's an example email. Dear hiring manager name, I hope this email finds you well. Thank you for the opportunity to get to know company name and for taking the time to interview me. I appreciate you working around my schedule to fit me in the interview. I really identified with the company culture and I'm disappointed not to be joining the sector title team. I'd love to be considered for other job interviews. Job opportunities down the line. If you have the time, I'd appreciate your insights regarding what would have made me a more ideal candidate. Could you provide me with some interview feedback? Again, I appreciate your time. Please feel free to contact me at this email or at insert phone number. Best regards, full name. Boom. There you go. So it can be uncomfortable to have to learn how to respond to job rejection, you know. Deleting the email and moving on would be better for our ego, but while it's perfectly normal to feel disappointment, if you've come this far in the job seeking process with the company, you will feel better if you finish on a positive note. And a positive rejection response leaves a lasting impression. Even if it doesn't lead to another job opportunity with that same company, asking for feedback is an excellent way to improve your skills and get a job elsewhere. So yeah, there you have it, guys. There's you some tips on job rejection emails and good stuff. Yes. Okay, guys, that is it for today, but thank you so, so much for listening. Please make sure to hit that follow button and please share One Hot Mess with a friend. I'd greatly appreciate it. And I will talk to you guys next time. Have an amazing day.